actually was thinking about it when I woke up this morning. Oh my God, Connecticut, like, how do you shoot, you know, a 5-year-old kid? And what does that mean? You know, it's so incomprehensible. And what really just, you know, emerged in my heart, you know, mind, body, is a sentence that's been playing, you know, in my heart for the last year. And almost every meeting with people, every contact, really, this is what's really come up for me. And it's something like, you know, when we live in a world of outrageous pain, the only response is to be an outrageous lover. You know, and as yesterday was outrageous. It wasn't just another. If there can ever be just another act of violence, every, you know, act of violence, Tolstoy and Anna Karenina, right? Every act of violence is unique, right? Every tragedy is unique. There's no just another. But the level of just utter outrage, you know, and so we live in a world of outrageous pain, and it wasn't only tragically yesterday, you know, different forms of this kind of outrageous pain, you know, dot the landscape, right, of our hearts. And the only response, either we close our hearts, right, either we stop reacting. We stop reacting because we need to shut down in order to survive. You know, that's one reason. It's just, it's too painful to hold. Right? Or we stop reacting because of the gap between our ability to feel and our ability to be real, right, in affecting a change is so great that the futility of it, right, the hopelessness of it, right, shuts us down. You know, and so those are the two reactions. And the only response that we can have in order not to shut down, but to actually be incarnate as full, evolutionary, alive humans, right, is to actually open up. Right, to actually open as love, and not as ordinary love, not as a kind of limited, small, self-contracted personality love, where love is kind of a little bit confused with getting our egocentric needs met, but outrageous love. You know, outrageous love. You know, when we're actually as outrageous as the violence is, our love needs to be outrageous. When I say outrageous, I don't mean inappropriate or wrongly boundaried. Right? That's easy. That's not outrageous. That's just whatever. Right? I mean outrageous love. Right? Love beyond our capacity. Love beyond what we think today is our circle of caring and concern. And I think for me, and you know, for us, you know, and for anyone listening, you know, I mean, I want to make a commitment right now, you know, to, in response to yesterday, to love more outrageously. Yeah, like beautiful. That. And, you know, and maybe, you know, one thing just to say about being, you know, the path of the outrageous lover is that you can't be an outrageous lover in somebody else's story. Is that you can only be an outrageous lover as your unique self. Right? It's only the unique story, the unique being and becoming, right? The unique invitation, right, of eternity and evolution that took 13.7 billion years of interlocked synchronicities to create, right, the stunning, textured, nuanced, unique gorgeousness. And only from the depth of that story, you know, we're so used to hearing, you know, from our Buddhist brothers and sisters to move beyond the story. And that's important on one level, right? That's got to move beyond the story of your ego, and we'll talk about that later. But actually, after you move beyond the story of your ego, you've got to embrace outrageously, right, the depth, right, and the living, you know, awake, shimmering, you know, incandescent, stunning, right, ability, right, gifts that live as you're in the depth of your story. So the only way to be an outrageous lover is through the path and the prism of your unique self. So in that sense, I think we can, you know, really just kind of dedicate this call, you know, to the tragedy of yesterday, you know, to the victims of yesterday. When I say the victims of yesterday, I know that it's true on some deep level that even the killer is a victim, right? Uh-huh. That's true on some deep level, you know, and although God forbid that we're not about vengeance in any way, we are about justice, right? In other words, we can't let go. You know, justice is actually a quality of divinity. And sometimes, you know, there's an old text in the year 300 after the Common Era that when someone, right, is meted out punishment, the person who meets out punishment does it with tears flowing down their eyes. And if anyone meets out punishment without, you know, a bucket of tears, the punishment, right, makes them a murderer. That's very beautiful, right? And so, and as we don't meet out punishment with a sense of vengeance. And at the same time, in order to create a society, we need to distinguish, right? In the end, there's got to be a hierarchy, right, of values, and it's not okay to massacre people. Not okay, no matter how broken you are. It's not okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.